Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. In this meditation, Ralph Waldo Emerson, the sage of Concord's words, will take us deep into contemplation and a feeling into that which has no beginning and no end. We live in succession, in division, in parts, in particles. Meantime, within man is the soul of the whole, the wise silence, the universal beauty, to which every part and particle is equally related, the eternal one. And this deep power in which we exist, and whose beatitude is all accessible to us, is not only self-sufficing and perfect in every hour, but the act of seeing and the thing seen, the seer and the spectacle, the subject and the object are one. We see the world piece by piece, as the sun, the moon, the animal, the tree, but the whole, of which these things are shining parts, is the soul. Only by the vision of that wisdom can the horoscope of the ages be read, and by falling back on our better thoughts, by yielding to the spirit of prophecy which is innate in every man, we can know what it says. As you begin your meditation, open up your inner ears. Listen with your inner being. Pay attention to the feel or the call or the sound of the silence that has a message. That is an expression of that universal soul and of the limitlessness, the wholeness, and the wonder. allow the stillness and peace to draw you in so that you experience a silence and an effortlessness, like floating on the surface of a smooth lake. The only movement, the reflection of the passing clouds on its surface. Allow the experience of wholeness to smooth out any wrinkles in the surface of your experience. Allow them to soften and fall away. In the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson, we live in succession, in division, in parts, in particles. Meantime, within man is the soul of the whole, the wise silence, the universal beauty, to which every part and particle is equally related, the eternal one. And this deep power in which we exist, and whose beatitude is all accessible to us, is not only self-sufficing and perfect in every hour, but the act of seeing and the thing seen, the seer and the spectacle, the subject and the object are one. We see the world piece by piece, as the sun, the moon, the animal, the tree. But the whole, of which these things are the shining parts, is the soul. Only by the vision of that wisdom can the horoscope of the ages be read. And by falling back on our better thoughts, by yielding to the spirit of prophecy which is innate in every man, we can know what it says. As we close this meditation, May the wisdom of the undivided, of the whole, be more and more apparent to heal and to uplift and to evolve the whole world.